politics, well, as I've mentioned a number of times, one of the areas I worry about with this lockdown is small business people, only because I run a small business myself and I know plenty of people who still do. And it is extraordinarily tough. Some of them are getting by on JobKeeper. That's going to be phased down and then out over the next 6 months or so. And so what does life look like then? And what will their lives look like, small business people, if indeed, A, the government gets the state of emergency extended 12 months, and B, as is possible, it keeps this level of lockdown going for a considerable period. Our next guest, Executive Director of Small Business Australia, Bill Lang. Bill, good evening.
Yeah, good day, Tom.
What was your reaction when you heard what the Premier had to say this morning?
Look, I was just walking out before and I heard Jeff Kennett, and I think my reaction was exactly the same as his, and as I think every small business owner, operator and employee in Victoria would be. You know, in effect, that announcement has written us all off.
Yeah, it's certainly saying that Victoria is not a place to invest for the time being, isn't it?
Well, this demonstrates a lack of understanding on how, actually how the business world, the risk economy, where the job creators work, how it all works. And you know, I think the key thing that we want to know at Small Business Australia now is where do the 11 upper house independents stand, one by one? Where are they? Do they stand with Daniel Andrews, or do they stand on the side of the small business people, the citizens, who apparently can't be trusted by this government?
Well, it's interesting. Darren Hinch's Justice Party, they have an MP in the upper house, and that MP, as it's been suggested, will in fact support the government on this issue.
Well, that's incredibly, incredibly disappointing, and I really encourage all of your listeners to start finding out the names of these people, calling them up. It'd be great for you to get them on the show, Tom, and find out where do they actually stand and why do they support it.
Well, we had David Limbrick, who heads up the Liberal Democrats here in Victoria. He and there's one other one, so they've got two upper house members, and they've said that they won't support it. But there's a bunch of Greens and Reason Party people and other people who, well, we just don't know where they stand.
Yeah, look, in small business, we sort of know our numbers, and it's pretty basic. I think the Liberal and National Party need to get nine of them to support them. That means we've got two, so there's seven more that we need to get, Tom. Look, you know, when Victoria was established as a colony, it was one of the two free economies, free colonies in Australia. And we had no convicts come here. But now I just feel like we are all convicts. We are being conned. We're not getting the full information. Why won't the government trust its citizens with the full information?
Yeah, that's been my concern, that we're being told to hand over all this power to a government and for 12 months, which is a very long time to have state of emergency powers, no democracy, and we have no idea what they'll do with it. Like, will it be stage four forever? Will it wind back to stage two within a couple of months? They're just not telling us.
Look, I found it really interesting what you said about branch stacking and all of these things. And, like, at the end of the day, like, for people to trust their leaders, they need to be trustworthy. You know, to be trustworthy, you need to have the right character and the right competence. Well, we know where they stand in terms of their competence with respect to the policies and what's being implemented. Like, I just sort of feel like, it's Jack Nicholson, like, we can't handle the truth. Yes, we can. We're citizens of a free democracy.
So what's the next step then? I mean, you want people to try and find out who their upper house members are, and if they're not the major parties, to try and convince them to vote against this. But what that's a hard thing to do, and this thing could be voted on as soon as next week, so there's not much time to do that. What do you think happens with small business now? I mean, is it hibernation? Is it bankruptcy? What's going to happen?
Well, look, we're about to release the latest research that we've been conducting that just shows that Victoria's fallen off a cliff, and the government makes all this noise about the business grants they're providing. There's still a couple of hundred thousand Victorian small businesses that can't get them. And just remember this, Tom, there's 5 million people effectively locked down here in Melbourne, curfews and everything, and I think there's something like 5,000 active cases. Like, we've got 22,000 police officers, 1,500 protective service officers. Let's get those people camping out the front of where these people live and make sure they stay at home for the next couple of weeks. 12 months, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. There are people unnecessarily going out of business, stressed out of their heads, for no practical purpose because they won't share the truth of all the numbers with us.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Lang, Executive Director of Small Business Australia. Again, he's right. We're not being told by the government. The government just says we want a blank check for the next 12 months. We want the right to impose whatever restriction we deem fit. And judging by this government, it does not want to own up to its own mistakes with the breaches of hotel quarantine, that we've got the inquiry into it, but the government will not admit that it's responsible. But they do want the power to ruin our lives, to deal with an outbreak of the virus that effectively they were responsible for.